Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
That's why I be trying to make white people understand. You're still being stupid. What the fuck? This is the reason why you get called racist. Because you're not talking about the black person that lives next door to your ass. You talking about Africa. I went to Africa and I fed it. That's great. But how many black people did you feed right here in America? Okay, hello. That's what's wrong with Americans. Always worried about what's going on in other countries. Okay. And they even got the home base together. Okay. Get the home base together so that you can go out in Africa and be even more better. Where you just not feeding and doing being there and trying to do it for that. Where you go out there and you bring some real motherfucking love. Okay. That's not to say all white people that go out in Africa and everything is doing that. I'm talking about the ones that can't even sit down and have a conversation about what's going on right here. In home base in America, bitch. I don't live in fucking Africa. I live in America. Okay? You don't live in fucking Africa. You visit Africa because you want to feel better about black people. When you want to feel better about black people, hang with the black people right next door to your dumb ass. Okay? Yes, we recording this. Thank you. Okay? Okay? Hang with the black people next door to you. Okay? Care about the black people next door to you. Fight for the black people next door to you in your country, right here in America. You say America's great? Show me. Okay? You say America's wonderful? Show me. Okay? Going to no damn Africa. That do not make you racist. Okay? Take care of your home base. And not one motherfucking white person that love black people and that, you know, that really, you know, really good should be offended by any conversation that I have unless you one of them racist motherfuckers that ain't really speaking their truth. Facts. Okay? You shouldn't be mad when I make you think. You do realize as a white woman, you're not too far above the same black people that you talking about. Okay? Why do you think black people and everybody say the white man? Okay? When I say that, it's to wake you up. Your civil rights is mixed up with our civil rights, white woman. Okay? The laws that's put out for your freedom is also in our freedom. But they got you so brainwashed because they give you a little bit of privilege. That you think that if our rights get taken away, that your rights won't be taken away. We in the same boat, player. So the last person that needs to be racist is a white woman. But yet and still, they out here being racist. Okay? The last thing we need to see is some damn Karens. Because Karens can lose their right to vote. Okay? Their right to have a job and benefits and income. Just like the black niggers that they don't like. Okay? That's my job. My job is to show you the whole picture. Because I'm gifted enough to see the whole picture. Instead of just a little bit. My focus is not, oh. My focus is wide. Okay? And it's wide because I'm in tune with my spiritual self. Okay? And it's no different. Like black men, you don't like, you up here talking about how you want to respect black women and black women this, you know, and all that stuff. But then in your everyday life, you treat them like crap. Okay. Okay. Then want to talk about gay people. That's the reason. See, I'm talking about it on my podcast today. That's why I said I'm trying to be, because I want the message to get through. Okay. Because I can be a savage on the line. Okay. You know? Talking about gay people. Gay people is standing up for your freedom. See the full picture. Everybody's so focused on they vision. And it's so funny. That old dude was talking about that. Most people's vision is just straight line. Straight road. No, this is life. It's so many motherfucking paths. Okay. Sorry, I can't keep it clean. Gotta go with it. It's so many motherfucking paths to life that your vision can't be focused on one road. Widen that motherfucker so you can really see what's going on. Okay? I said this before, but never on my podcast. You want to know why they tell you that you shit and straddle the fence? You need to choose the side over here or over there because they want you to be powerless. Okay. I let people know every day, you have to straddle the fence so you can see left and right, to and fro. Hell yeah, I want to be on top of the fence and seeing what the fuck going on over there. They try to act like it's perfect over there. But, ooh, look at all that shit going on over there. Okay. Oh, look at on this side. They said this side is perfect. Oh, golly. They don't even love theyself over there. Then over there, they think they got it right and everybody broke. And frustrated. Okay. You want to know why they tell you you need to choose God or the devil? Because they don't want you to see the whole picture. Okay. They want you to think that, oh no, the choice is either God or the devil. The choice is you. Okay. You are God or the devil. Okay. And if your view is limited, you going to feel like you chilling with the devil because you can't see the bigger picture so that you can learn the lesson to get to the blessing. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. That's why I be trying to make people wake up too. Okay. I'm here to wake your ass up because people saying they hashtag woke and still fucking sleep. Ain't no goddamn woke. If you keep chanting, no justice, no peace, and I love it. It's cute. It's a cute little chant. I roll with you. Yes, no justice, no peace. They out in the streets. But deep down inside, I'm going to tell you the truth. My spirit be like, that's the very thing they keep manifesting. Because they keep chanting, no justice, no peace. Well, guess what? Justice is mine. Peace is mine. Okay? The reason why it's taking so motherfucking long... It's because we keep beating that same drum. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is 100% honest. I'm in honest mode this morning. Okay, that's why I had to record another episode. Okay. Okay. I'm in give it to them raw. Okay. As proper as you can. Okay. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm glad to see them out there and all that stuff. Yes, no justice, no peace. I get and everything. But I'm going to tell you what I really be thinking. They chanting that shit, and they don't realize that same shit is what's taking us so motherfucking long to get to the other side. Because they don't know that law of attraction is real, and that law of manifestation is real, and that the laws of life is real. The reason why I say fuck white people is because I want you to realize that white people ain't got shit to do with your life. Especially how far we have come. You ain't got to be bothered by another motherfucking Karen in your life, bitch. Okay? The best people I ever seen on the internet is the best people that just stand there and let Karen go crazy and record them and don't even respond to their white ass. Okay? And then post their white ass on the internet. And then have the internet not only find their job and their phone numbers, but get them fired from the job that they are in. And then you know what's so crazy about that? Racist white people, because, you know, I don't want to say all white people. I always got to say this. Okay. Racist white people will see that and they don't get the lesson because they're too caught up in their racism to get the lesson that's saying, hey, maybe being racist is stupid because if I be racist and I talk to a certain minority, they might record me. And, you know, because of how society work and because how people are tired of racist stuff and minorities is tired of training and teaching white people, they might post my white ass on the internet. And I know for a fact, because I'm being racist and I'm white, that shit is gonna go viral if nothing else goes viral or that person posts. That one video that they post will go viral. And my life is fucked up. At least for a little bit. Okay. Okay. And yet, you so caught up in your ignorance that you do not get that lesson. See, this is why I be teaching white people in my real life, okay? You don't even get that lesson because you're so caught up in manifesting hate and ignorance and stuff that's tearing up your self-esteem in your life that you're not getting the lesson to get to the blessing, okay? Because if you loved, okay, and respected people just for people, You wouldn't have that problem. And like I talked about that I didn't record, the military dude and all that stuff. How are you protecting your neighborhood? And how you think you doing the right thing, which you did feel like you was doing the right thing at the time, but then life had to show you, okay, that it ain't the right thing. And what's so crazy is you find out that the wife actually recorded it because they thought that they were doing the right thing by doing some hateful shit. That's what's fucked up about the world. They do hateful shit and they think it's the right thing. And then when it gets caught up to them and say, nah, bitch, that was the wrong thing, then they want to cry and boo-hoo. Oh, my God, I didn't mean to. Girl, you knew what the fuck you was doing was wrong. You are a grown-ass motherfucking human being. What does somebody walking through your neighborhood have to do with you protecting your neighborhood? As I said yesterday, but I'm now saying on the podcast. Okay. Okay. Now, I will understand if that black boy came through with some guns and was just shooting up your beautiful neighborhood. Now you got a reason to react. Okay. And what makes it so bad is that other people in that same vibration will make these people feel like they right. And therefore, you become being in this circle of stress, depression, hate, and that shit do not feel good. I don't care what anybody say, okay? You can lie out, you can lie through your fucking teeth, whether they yellow, white, or gone, okay? Hate does not make you feel good, okay? Being angry and mad is not a good emotion. That's why you don't want to be angry and mad, okay? That's why you like, all I want to do is be happy and have a peaceful, joyful life and just enjoy my family and love each other, because that shit do not feel fucking good. But the thing about life is, you would do that shit because you think it's making you feel powerful, but that power is only for the second, okay? It's only for that limited time, okay? And as I said yesterday, that now I got to say on this podcast because I'm feeling it. Okay. Real power can never really truly be taken away from you. So hate, that's why I say hate makes you stupid, because you do stupid ass shit thinking you powerful and you ain't nothing but a weak, pathetic little bitch or punk. Okay. And then got the audacity to call somebody else a bitch or punk when the bitch and punk is sitting right there acting hateful, stupid, angry, and mad. Okay. Stupid. And what makes it stupid is because you keep doing that same stupid shit, expecting a different result. That is the definition of insanity. You still out here being racist as fuck. You still out here being a bigot. You still out here being a sexist. You still out here doing the same stupid ass shit, expecting a different result, expecting a different feeling. Okay. Going up to somebody that's gay and say, you gay motherfucker, you going to hell. They don't have shit to do with them. That has everything to do with you. And see, you think you hurting them, but at the end of the day, you hurting you because you the one mad, bitch. That's why I be trying to make people understand. You the one mad. You the one upset. You the one getting outside of yourself thinking about them. And then it makes you feel emotions that do not feel good. Hello. And then you want to walk around this motherfucker like you're so goddamn intelligent, and you're not even aware of your emotions and how they feel and how to change them. And then you turn around and do the same stupid shit to feel powerful a few seconds or a minute or a day or two, when you can have this motherfucking true power every fucking day of your life. No limit. There is no limit to the power of love. And you've been told that, but for some reason in your mind, you don't believe that because you're stepping outside of yourself. See, this is what most human beings do. They think love is the love of another person. Love has nothing to do with another human being. It has everything to do with you. That's why we say love yourself. And that's why the saying is, how can you love somebody else if you don't love yourself? We have these freaking sayings for a reason. Life make those sayings rotate and be in every generation of life because it is the truth. And then you go around not loving yourself, trying to love somebody else. And then you want to complain about love. Listen to one of the greatest teachers on earth. Me, I claim it. Thank you. Okay. How the hell you gonna complain about love when you looking for love outside of yourself? That's not love, sweetheart. They ain't telling you you need to love yourself before you love somebody else for no reason. They not telling you a relationship is two whole people coming together, making a miraculous, incredible life. When two broken people come together, it might have its good times and great times, but it would never be as miraculous and great as those two whole people coming together. Two people that love themselves and are able to be themselves and love each other, flaws and all. Okay? Because that's what love does. Well, real love anyway. Not the conditioned love that we have. Okay? As human beings. Love has nothing to do with anything outside of you. Joy has nothing to do with anything outside of you. Happiness has nothing to do with anything outside of you. Trust has nothing to do without anything outside of you. It all is you. So you can go out there and be dumb and stupid all you want, because they ain't got shit to do with me. But I do want you to know, okay? I need for you to look at the whole picture, okay? And not just this little picture, because they have you going out here fighting and being hateful and mad and angry and all this stupid shit, okay? For no reason and for the wrong things. Pay attention. That's why I was saying, when you think about the government and all that stuff, the reason why they mix up laws with other things, because let me tell you something. People with money is going to protect their money. And if you're working paycheck to paycheck and you're expecting people with money to protect you, okay, people with power is going to respect their power, okay? And if you think that people with power is going to protect you, okay? And as I always say, you are the answer and the problem. You are the solution and the problem. There is nothing outside of you, okay? But what I do want you to understand is, just because you old don't mean you are elder, okay? I have seen people the age of 22 and 23 more elders than older people, okay? Older people in your life only becomes an elder when they are teaching you something, when they making you grow and become better, when they know how to control their emotions and their feelings. Okay. Have you ever had somebody old and you be like, dang, when I meet them, they just so like loving and caring and understanding. All right. This person, when I meet my grandma or grandpa, they make me feel like I can do any and everything. Like nothing is impossible. Okay. And I feel sorry for the people that got grandparents and parents that all they do is put down your dreams and your goals and all that stuff. And you love them so much and that and all that stuff that you start believing them. And then you don't even go for your dreams or goals or nothing because they tour you down. But let me tell you something. It ain't up to them to keep you down. It is up to you to pick yourself back up. Okay. I always try to remind people, it's people that's going through worse shit than you've been through. And those people, and it, use the people that made themselves greater and took themselves out of that environment. Okay? Instead of getting around people that all they do is complain. Yes, my dad and my grandpa, all they did was beat me and do this and do that and do that and do that. Start looking for those people that are, yeah, guess what? I got raped when I was 17 years old by my uncle, cousin, whatever. But, you know, I didn't let that define me. Yes, it was hard. Yes, but I had to get help. I had to get therapy. And now I'm living my best life. I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? just because somebody older, rich, famous, whatever, don't mean that you need to be looking up to them. Hello. Okay. Because I don't know about you, but the older you get, the more self-control you should have. The older you get, the more worthy you should be. And the older you get, the more worthy you should be making other people feel and be also. Okay? Because that's what real elders do. Okay? So when I hear people in my everyday life talk about, when I talk to my grandparents or I talk to my auntie and stuff, they made me feel like I can do anything. Like, when I talk to my mom and dad, is she or he or my dad made me feel like I can conquer this world and like I'm smarter. And even when I'm hard on myself, they always lift me up. That's what you're looking for. Okay? And even though you get that, disclaimer, still know that it's still up to you, no matter what they do. Okay? As I was saying before, it's people that was in horrible ass situations and they live in a magnificent life because they knew that even though I went through all this shit, this, and it was some bullshit, okay? It was some straight bullshit. But I said that would not define me, okay? I don't know about you, but those are the people I look up to. Those are the people I like. Those are the people I reside with. Those are the people that make me feel like I can conquer anything. Hell, they went through a way worse situation than me. And look at them now. Okay? Change your motivation. Change your perception. Change your life. Change you. Okay? So, hell yeah, I would stay until my last breath. Hate makes you stupid because look at them. Okay? Just look at them. Okay? And I guarantee you, when the spirit step in, because you can't be unconscious all the time. That's what's great about life, too. Because even those people doing crazy races, roam, just trifling, no low-down dirty shit, oh, they got a conscience, too, baby, okay? That's what's great about life. Life will be like, you know that's wrong, right? That's what's great about life. It'll keep tugging at their ass. That's why I always let people know, the reason why I'm not mad at the person that's destroying and all that stuff, that hate and all that stuff, I care about they dumb ass too, okay? Because at the end of the day, girl, what they going through is way worse than what they putting through anybody else. Trust me, okay? I don't give a damn if they're a motherfucking serial killer or whatever, rapist or whatever. The internal war that goes on with people that do wrong shit, girl, trust and believe, like I always say. The one war you don't want to be in, and trust me, I've been in a little bit of an internal war myself. We all going to have some type of internal war. Let me just be honest, okay? But the one internal war you do not want is the one that's mostly bad, okay? That's mostly sad, okay? That's mostly fucking with you because you keep doing the wrong thing. You don't want that internal war where you got to stay high all the time, get drunk all the time. That's not the internal war you want. You don't want that shit. Look at them motherfuckers, okay? Okay, hate makes you stupid because it's the worst internal war that you can go through. Okay, that's why I like reminding people, you can have all the fucking money in the world, all the nicest cars and everything, but it's cute, but that internal message, that internal shit that's going on with you, that mind that's constantly running, that's constantly going, constantly thinking, that shit is the one that will fuck you up, okay? So, you can be a Karen if you want to, okay? You can be what they call it. You can be a Uncle Tom, but sometimes they be calling people Uncle Toms. They ain't really Uncle Toms, but we'll use that as a we'll use that as an example. You can be an Uncle Tom if you want to, okay? You cannot like women, black people, gays, transsexuals, whatever, you know, lesbians, whatever. You can do that if you don't want to. You can do that. You have free will to do that. But the internal war that you're going through because of that, yeah. Okay. And that's why I don't want nobody else's life, girl, because I know what's going on here. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to end this with saying, you best to know what's going on with you, girl. Because at the end of the day, the same people, you be like, oh, I just want to be just like them. And if you step in their shoes, be like, oh, girl, they got all. That's why, you know, that's why movies and stuff. See, people be like, this movie ain't real. But, girl, that's why movies and stuff shows you this. Even fake movies, they still based on some type of fact. That's the reason why life is always teaching you. You're just not paying attention. That's the reason why shows and movies show you this. And even when you watch shows and stuff, these rich people get together in a reality show and they acting a fucking fool. You be like, girl, I live my day life every day. I don't know if most people think like this. This could be just me. I live my life every day and I'm working paycheck to paycheck. These bitches, these motherfuckers got all the money in the world. They can buy anything they want and they acting a fucking fool with each other. That right there should let you know. Just because you have a lot of money and all the businesses and all this shit, if you ain't got it together, bitch, you ain't together. Hello. Care how good businesses and shit going, it's that internal shit you gotta worry about. Okay. Anyway, I'm one of your internal teachers. Okay. So, get in control of your emotions and what you react to and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop being a racist son of a bitch, okay? Okay? Stop being scared of skin, okay? Like, you scared of skin, bitch, okay? Stop being stupid. Stop being scared of some fucking skin, y'all. Oh, God. I'm scared that they gonna do something. Did they pull out a gun and say, bitch, give me all your money? Well, okay, well, what? Mind your business. Keep walking. Keep doing you, okay? Okay, so afraid that I'm afraid Mexicans out here raping and all that. Girl, did the Mexican rape all the Mexicans you and passed by? Did any of them rape you? They did. Well, what the fuck? Well, shut the fuck up. Okay, that's how I be feeling. Okay, all these black people in gang, girl, trust me, I've been in the hood a long time. Okay. And I ain't gonna lie, when I first, it was kind of never seen that. But then you walk, then he's like, oh, they ain't doing shit. Now, if you go around some black people and they go, and then they fucking with you, that's a different story. Okay. Ain't nothing to be racist about or hateful about. Okay. How many black people you ain't seen every fucking day ain't even thinking about your white ass? Ain't even worried about you. They minding their own goddamn business. And here you go. All black people do is kill and shit. How many motherfucking white people ain't even studying your ass, your black ass? And you like, girl, calm it down. Get it together. How many motherfucking white people you ain't passed by and they ain't called you a nigga at all? Okay. Like, calm down. Shit. That's what's wrong with motherfuckers. Don't know how to chill and calm down and manifest up the greatest shit in their life. Okay? Get that shit together. Okay? All right. Anyway, another episode down. I am Lyric Lamore with Spiritual Shock. I hope you learned something, bitches. Okay? All right. Hope you learned some, motherfuckers. Don't feel bad, because I'm a bad motherfucker and a bad bitch. I sure am, bitch. I'm both. Okay? You can call me a queen. You can say I'm masculine, feminine, whatever you mean me, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Just know I'm very good at doing me. Okay? Okay? I'm trying to help you to get good at doing you and loving yourself, girl. Okay? I'm already there. I'm just trying to get you there. Anyway, and trust and believe, I am not Captain Save. Hold on. I always got to make the disclaimer. I'm here to help you get you there, but it is not my job, okay? It is your job, okay? Because, girl, I'm not your emotions, I'm not your feelings, and I'm not your brain, girl. We got two separate brains. Even though we all together and nothing separate in this human experience, I always got to let this know, it's separate. But in that spiritual sense, we all together. But in that spiritual sense, we all together when we connected to that spiritual sense. And so when we're in the spiritual sense, we're going to be connected anyway. So like I tell motherfuckers, if you don't like me, that's because you not together, bitch, okay? And when you together, you gonna like me because we gonna be together, okay? So your hate is irrelevant. I can't even talk. Your hate, it don't mean shit. Let's just leave the big words alone, okay? Your hate don't mean shit, okay? Because, girl, once you love yourself and get your shit together, we gonna be on the same vibration and we gonna love each other. So at the end, I still win, okay? See, we all winners. You just playing a losing game. You gotta get over here with the winners. Anyway, but spiritually, there's really no such thing as winning. No, I don't wanna confuse y'all. Anyway, so Lyric Lamore with Spiritual Shock. I'm out. Bye.